Today we wake up on another day of violence here in Khan Yunis, and I stopped calculating days because all are similar. Even we don't really care what's the day in the week, all days are similar. We live the day and we are horrified from the nights. And again, our hearts are completely dead for what happens in Jabalia. Jabalia means a lot to me. It's more than a camp or more than a place. I'm born and raised in Jabalia camp as a refugee. My entire family, my father, my grandfather, we lived our entire life in Jabalia camp. Jabalia camp is not a place, it's way more than a place. They bombed Jabalia camp yesterday and there were more than 400 people were killed and injured. And to know what is Jabalia camp, it's a block of concrete. Houses are next to each other. The wide street is less than half a meter. Houses are connected. Most of the house or the houses are one floor. And the place where they bombed is the heart of the camp. It's the middle of the camp. And usually everyone knows that Gaza is one of the most densely populated places on earth. Jabalia camp and that area where they bombed is the most densely populated area in Gaza. Also yesterday in Khan Yunis, like around 50 meters away from us, massive airstrike took place on a house and 18 members were killed. And we had to search for dead bodies and the rest of the family in above the roofs of the next houses, because it was massive explosions that throw everyone meters away. And also we wake up disconnected from the rest of the world, because also around 3 a.m. they cut us and they stopped all the connectivity. We didn't have phone calls, radio, or internet. We have nothing, literally. We were completely isolated again. And they are keeping doing that. Unfortunately, we are trying to find alternatives, but also it's not easy to find an alternative. You have to be next to the border, and that's more dangerous. We are today, I think, and now we need to start to cope as isolated people. But the issue is that we don't know what happened around us. I had to go from, someone from the neighbors told me that there might be a bit signal in Rafah because it's next to Egypt, so we can get the signal from the Egyptian communication company. So I had to come from Khan Yunis to Rafah to get connection, just to check what happened. This is getting more insane every day. And even for this diary, days are similar. And I run out of things to describe because everything is similar every day. More bombing, more people are getting killed, more nights of horror. I really hope this nightmare finish soon, because I cannot keep up more. World need to know that it's enough. It has been enough since the first day, and we are exceeding our limits to handle as human being. So it's enough.